Before we start the show, I just want to address what happened on Saturday in Bondi region when a man attacked and killed six members of the public and injured 12 others, including a nine-month-old baby. An absolute senseless and horrific incident where people were just going about their day, enjoying their life, and to have it destroyed in one simple moment. My thoughts go out to all those who have been affected, and your families, your friends. It is something I can't imagine. Didn't think it would happen here in the Sydney region. It's a disgusting thing to happen. To watch the news unfold on the day is just mind-blowing. And I can't imagine what those involved are going through, and my heart goes to you all. Welcome to Retro Wars, where each week me and a friend talk about the video games we used to play back when we were kids. And this is episode 112, where we're talking Mario Kart for the Wii! Yeah, this was an interesting one, wasn't it? This really showed off what the Wii could do. And I guarantee anyone who played a Wii did play this game. This is one of the best games for the Wii, there is no doubt about that. This was where we all huddled around, and those people who've never played Mario Kart before got to really enjoy it. Now this week, I am joined by CPC, the Christian Pokemon Champion, and I'm not going to lie, we recorded this a long time ago. I found out I recorded this back in 2022. Yep, some of the episodes I do with guests, they just stick on the back burner until I think the moment's right. And now is the time. So yeah, CPC, we had a good chat about this one. And also, you need to make sure you spread some of the Mario Kart episodes so you're not just doing Mario Kart, Mario Kart, Mario Kart. Although at some stage, I am going to be doing Aladdin, Aladdin. Because that kind of makes sense. But if you are just here for the chat with me and CPC about Mario Kart, we go maybe about half an hour down the line and you can join in. But please stay. We try and have some fun. We try and play some games. Yeah, we just try and make everything a little bit better. You can support the show wherever you listen to this by giving it a 5-star review. Tell me it's great. Tell me it's crap. Tell me my voice is not going in this second and I need to have a drink of wine. Because that's what I need to do. And whenever you see the show come up on your socials, please give it a share. Retro Wars is now also on YouTube, where each month a retrospective of all our video games are going to appear. Please help the channel by subscribing, liking and commenting on any new videos that appear. We're nearly at 1,000 subs, and the latest video is a Final Fantasy X retrospective. If you want to support the show financially, you can do at patreon.com/retrowars, where for $1 each month you get access to our own show called DLC. Now this could be top 10s, modern day game reviews or gaming events. As a bit of a sneak peek, this is episode 81, and it's a very short episode because I'm not a big reviewer of consoles, I didn't know how much to say. But it's my conversation and review about the PlayStation Portal. One of the highest quality products I've ever seen, especially like handheld games, but it really does feel like top class. Like, I don't sound silly going all gushy over a box, but wow, I just loved its presentation. Like this nice slick matte feel, like a feel to it, and then you can lift the top component up and it just oozes quality. I felt like I'd spent way more than I actually had. And that was episode 81 of my review of the PlayStation Portal. I'm not sure about next week. I'll have a think. Something will come to mind, hopefully during this show. I don't know, we'll see what happens. To also let you know that 5% of our Patreon fund will be going to a UK charity called Get Well Gamers, and they provide games and consoles to 150 children's wards across the UK. I need to just check the maths how much we've donated, because I can't remember it. It's in a book somewhere, so I'll get the answers for you next week. But if you do have any games you want to donate directly, the link is in the description below. And also, if we start getting to 1,000 subs on YouTube and we start making money through there, 5% will also go to that total. And what else do you get for your money? Well, you get access to our own Discord, the chance to be messaging me one-on-one, and take part in all our shows of 16 Bits of Nonsense, Survival Die, DLC, or comment on our Game of the Week, and I probably won't be able to say your name. Right. Shall we get into some questions? I think we shall. It's 16 Bits of Nonsense. So 16 Bits of Nonsense is our letter section where you guys can pretty much ask me whatever you want. Captain N says, Danny, it's been quite the journey together as we hit this milestone of 112 episodes together. What a momentous occasion. What exactly does this milestone signify? Nothing. You thought so. I was thinking that. What's 112? I was like, shit, is that usually a big episode? I didn't think it was. Of course it wasn't. But onto the question du jour. What is your ideal Mario Kart 8 setup? Car, wheels, kite, character. I'm definitely a kart, but I can't say particularly which one. I usually just go basic. I'm not that specky when it comes to this sort of thing. All I know is I go Koopa Trooper. I freaking love Koopa Trooper. He's so cool. Like, I will go Koopa Trooper Toad or Skull Trooper, Skull Koop, whatever, you know what I mean? Dry Bones, there we go. Someone was going to come at me for that one. Yeah, I just kind of go basic. Like, I don't race pro at it. I think if I was going to be doing that, going online more, then I probably would be a little bit more. Pat, what are you doing? It's hello, mate. Pat wants to come and get involved today. Settle down, my friend. So, yeah, a bit of a boring one. I can't really give you the specific answers that I do. Some people are going, well, you need to know this car and have these wheels and be able to fly any second. No, I just pick bare bones. Put it like that. As long as I've got Koopa Trooper, I'll be fine. I do need to play some more Mario Kart 8. Me, what a game that is. Storm Beagle says, yo Danny, I hope the new place is treating you well. I've moved plenty myself. What are your favourite, least favourite parts about moving? Honestly, doing this by myself, that's been one of the worst things. Like, as much as I give the Queen, like, oh my god, she's nagging me, she's really good at getting like things organised. I have to really give her that. And because she doesn't listen to this show, she's never going to know I've ever said this. But, like, I keep finding there's more and more bits to do. I'm like, oh, God, I thought it was finished. Oh, God, now there's more. Like, I've got to have a cleaner come on Thursday. You'll have to pay them to get it all done. But I'm like, can I just be done? Like, she comes back on Saturday, and I just kind of hope to God that the place is in some state that she goes, okay, you're not dead. That's the main thing. She doesn't come back and go, you're not dead. As long as that's the case, I don't have to keep going back to the old house. I'll be very happy. But, fuck, I'm not going to lie, I'm just tired. And this time next week, everything will be hopefully routine, should be well in place. Hiccups and the Queen are back. And me and Pat will have our little family back, won't we, mate?
Yes, we will. Good boy.
And finally, Raging Demon says, I played Mario Kart and Sonic Racing, and I like Sonic Racing better. Just want to let everyone know in case they were unsure where I stood on this issue. Well, fair enough, Raging Demon, that's what you think. I've never played Sonic Racing. And the only racing game I played was the PC version, very clear about this, of Sonic R. Not the Saturn version, I played the PC version. And that was not a good game. I'm not looking forward to covering that. That's shite. It's not. And no doubt, because we want this show to keep going till episode 300, I'll have to cover Sonic R one day, which isn't going to be fun. And I will have to cover Sonic Racing. Should I be playing the one that came out for the PS4? Was that a remake? Someone could tell me that. If it's a straight remake, I can play that. That's fine. What console did it come out for? Was it... I'll have to do some digging. But yeah, I think I should be playing some Sonic Racing. Why not? Put Sonic in... Surely Sonic gets in the car and goes, this is so slow. I don't know. Because they're not going to be going speed of sound, are they? And he's like, ah, oh, bored. I can run faster than this. I was like, I'll just pick the car up myself and do it. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking way too much into this. I think I really am. But maybe Raging Demon will have to be the one who tells me more about it. But that is all our questions. Thank you very much, guys. I do appreciate it. Let's get into the news, shall we, which we call Play Switch Bock Erect. Play Switch Box Erect is our new section where I look at what's been going on in the gaming world and give you my thoughts. Got a little few stories to talk about today. First one, Han Solo. Yes, if you've been looking at this, The new Star Wars game Outlaws has had its first trailer, and oh my god, the main character looks horrific. She's been called Ma'am Solo, because she's basically a Han Solo ripoff. But the problem is her design is terrible, in a sense of they've taken the main actress, who's a very beautiful lady, and given her this like chiseled, desperate Dan-esque jaw. As like, what's going on? Apparently they're arguing that they can't do it right. There's a problem with trying to get it from 1-to-1 ratio, which I'm kind of like, no. Look at the one with Norman Reedus? He looked great. Stellar Blade, they're based off a model. They look great. So I just think it's that. I'm honestly going with the fact that Western studios are trying to make characters more manly. I've been thinking that for a while. I'm kind of, there's more evidence I'm backing that up. But it doesn't look good. And it's getting rinsed online because of it. You better not be biting the chair. What are you doing? He's a dick. It looks like it's getting rinsed. Absolutely rinsed. And it's like, ugh. And the thing is, it's asking for so much money as well. For like the best copies. It's outrageous how much it's asking for. It is insane what they want for it. He was chewing the chair, the little bugger. But it's getting rinsed like this. It's asking for like $110 for its ultimate content. And it's like, fuck. And I think stuff is locked behind a paywall, which is, I've always said, that's shitty practice. I think Street Fighter did it a few years ago where the content is on the disc already, but it's locked behind a paywall. For me, that is terrible practice. I'm not saying it should be illegal because that's government overreach. But in the sense of, it's more that we decide with our wallets. Like we hear that sort of thing, go, nah, I'm not buying this game. No chance. And I think that's one of these things. Like, that is shocking. Do I think it's going to do well? No, I think Ubisoft are going to drop the ball here. But yeah, I'm not going to be playing it. I've got no interest playing that, unfortunately. And what else I don't have interest for is playing the new Tomb Raider board game. Now, this got sent to me by Chris Coppolin from the Retro Hangover podcast. So he sent this over to me and I immediately got angry. So they're releasing this board game, and it's amazing that a board game is getting so much hype, but it's because of what has been taken from the rulebook. So Tomb Raider, as we know, Lara Croft, and there's been debates of what they're trying to, like, defeminize her a little bit, you know, reduce her tatas. But no, the Crystal Dynamics, who made the game and did the remakes, have decided to try and shit all over the character completely. So this is from the official Tomb Raider Shadows of Truth RPG rulebook. Raiding, as depicted in the original Tomb Raider games and stories, involves going to ancient tombs and historical sites of different civilizations and acquiring artifacts. It operates on the assumption of finders keepers that grants raiders with the means and the drive to claim ownership of artifacts, regardless of whether they have any historical or cultural claim to the treasure. Later games released in the franchise have started the work of addressing this by having Lara Croft acknowledge her past mistakes and try to understand and share respect for the cultures and communities she comes into contact with. She has also worked to reform Raider culture and raise the awareness for peers. Lara no longer decorates her mantle with mythic artifacts. As a Raider, she prioritizes seeking out the truth. Much of this game is inspired by her humanity, struggle with heroism, and her tenacity. We believe that all three aspects are an important component in creating a game that celebrates history and culture while acknowledging the respect and work required to live in a world wounded by colonialism. In this game, we seek to continue to work alongside Crystal Dynamics by creating a sandbox for you to tell stories that address colonialist themes in play and create your own stories of respect and support for the people and cultures your seekers encounter. What a load of horse shit. Absolute horse shit. There is so much wrong with that that I wanted to vomit the moment I read it. Okay, let's look at colonialism. Colonialism. I can't believe we're actually going here. The other day, it's a video game. It's a fucking game. It's not real, for a start. And if you're going to start picking on, let's go at Raiders of the Lost Ark, any of the Indiana Jones shit, throw that in the bin. Stop trying to virtue signal as much as you can and shit on the IP. The end of the day, this is not real. And if you want to say, okay, yeah, she was based off historical artifacts in the past, just made up ones. Made up bullshit. The thing is, yes, this sort of thing did happen. People did raid tombs and they did put them in like British museums. And whether or not they've given him back is one thing. But the problem is, if you don't do that, you don't find out about these cultures. That's how we found out about all these cultures. We found out the past. We found out human history. If you don't do that, then you're not going to have a human history. Like, one day someone is going to find my PS Vita in the dust and wonder where it came from. And they'll know it's me, because I'll put a picture of it, of my face on it. But that's what it was, sadly. And the thing is that what you mean Lara Croft is now, she's teaching Raider culture, reforming Raider culture? What the fuck is Raider culture? Raider culture? Who the fuck says that? It's ridiculous. And then it says she's out prioritising the truth, seeking the truth. What do you mean? The truth? In what? She wakes up today and goes, I'm going to seek out the truth in... Dunno. No idea. And it's ridiculous that you then have to create a sandbox for you to tell stories that address colonialist theme. I can't say the word, shut up. It's like, when do you do that in a board game? Create your own stories of respect and support the people and cultures your seekers encounter. This is Tomb Raider. As it got pointed out to me, she shoots fucking dinosaurs. She shoots a motherfucking T-Rex. I'm not here to talk about cultures. I'm not saying that's not an important thing. Don't get me wrong, quote me wrong. But when I'm playing Tomb Raider, I want to do all sorts of crazy shit. Solve puzzles. I'm not here to learn about people's culture. I'm here to kill people. Not the culture, but I'm here to kill people, kill dinosaurs and all that sort of shit. It's ridiculous. Who is this for? Who the fuck is this for? And what annoys me more than anything is that you clearly don't like the item that you're working on, yet you're happy to use the IP. Because if you don't tag the IP, you ain't getting any sales. And I think that's disingenuous and disgusting. If you don't like the product, don't use it. This is the same for Crystal Dynamics. I'm fed up with them. They did the remake. Like, when they did the remakes, the remastered, they had a warning, content warning came on when you booted up the game. And it says what it describes as offensive depictions of people and cultures rooted in racial and ethnic stereotypes. The warning explains that they're removing this content they have chosen. Rather than removing this content, they have chosen to present it in original, unaltered form in the hopes they may acknowledge its harmful impact and learn from it. It's a fucking game. Fuck off. If you didn't want to do it, don't make it. Like, why did you put your hand up to say, yeah, we'll remaster that game when you're going to shit all over it? That is absolutely outrageous. It's like basically someone saying to me, oh, do you want to go make this game? Yeah, I'll make this game, but I have really big reservations about it. Yeah, about Sonic, no, I'll make a new Sonic, but he can't run fast. No, because that's ableist. Those people in wheelchairs, that's really offensive because he can run really fast and jump really high. Fuck off. I can't stand people basically attaching their own woken, or not even woke, but passing their ideologies to it and distort what's already there. This will not sell well. The remasters sell well, not because they went and looked at the past. It's because they were good games and people wanted to play them. Nobody is going to play this game. This game will absolutely bomb. And if the next Tomb Raider is anything like this, the game will... You'll destroy Lara Croft. She'll be dead. Literally, that'll be the end of the franchise. I know I'm ranting about this, but, you know, for me, Lara Croft is one of the biggest gaming... females, not just females, but gaming characters, and you're going to shit all over it. Look at Final Fantasy VII, they're making a board game. Now, this sounds quite interesting. Listen to this. It's a competitive experience designed for up to 4 players. You split into teams, 1v1 or 2v2, as you jump into the shoes of the iconic Final Fantasy VII characters and battle to collect the most materia. Doesn't that sound like it's actually from the source material? Doesn't that sound more interesting? That'd be like basically saying, let's do Final Fantasy VII, but we're not allowed to touch the materia. No, you can't touch that. We're going to go pick up litter instead. That's what we're going to do. We're going to pick up litter. Don't forget the fun stuff. We're going to do the boring shit. Although saying that, when it comes to the remake, there probably is a side quest where you pick up litter. Someone will come at me. But you know what I'm trying to say? Fuck. Let's put something in a better mood, shall we? Oh no, Dead Space ruined that. EA have ruined this for me. So, allegedly, the remake of Dead Space 2 isn't happening. Now, EA addressed this and said, actually, no, we were never making that. We were never going to be making it. But there's been conflicting reports that the Red Dead Space remake didn't meet the publisher's sales expectations. I thought it sold a few million. I don't know how many they were expecting to do, but I think it did quite well. So I'm a bit gutted we're not getting a Dead Space 2, because Dead Space 2 is one of my favourite games of all time. I love Dead Space 2. I think it's that perfect balance between 1 and 3. 1 is very horror-y, 3 is very action-y and shit, and 2 are the perfect balance. So I'm a bit gutted about that. But I do need to do Dead Space for the show at some point. It will be coming, I don't know when. But in positive news, TMNT Last Ronin is getting its own movie. Now, I know I'm going on about this. We talked about it last time, how it's going to be getting a game. Well, apparently it's getting a movie, and I'm going to talk about it. Good. As long as they make it for its adult content, they don't make it kiddie, they don't make it PG, they realise their target audience and make it like a 15. Like, you know, that's not my country. They make it a 15 or, you know, basically mature adults, I'll be happy. The moment they make that a PG, it's ruined. That's on my honest opinion. They make it a PG. It's not what it should be. This needs to be gritty. This needs to be dark. It needs to be an adult. Because remember, the turtles are far-reaching from ages. From little ones, like my little one likes turtles, to my age. And I'm 37, and I like the turtles. And I want an adult turtle film. And that will be it. All right? We done? Fuck. Yeah, I can't be arsed doing Stick It Be Ginger. Well, it's not I can't be arsed. I forgot to put the posts up again. So, yeah, that's my bad on that one. Sorry, everyone. But I did remember to do... Do you know what, though? Actually, I'm now in that mood. Because people pissing me off with all this, you know, stuff. And we've had this Stellar Blade stuff going on. I was going to do an episode, and I still will do, about Gamergate, whether Gamergate 2.0 is coming. I will do that. But do you know what? To piss some people off, I'm just going to do... Next week's DLC is just going to be called Tifa's Boobs. Episode 82 is just going to be called Tifa's Boobs. Sign up now for Tifa's Boobs. That's going to get me cancelled, but I don't care. I really don't. So expect that next week. All right, let's get into our final game, which we call Survive or Die.
Hey, listen!
So Survive or Die is our final game where we get to games, characters, franchises, mechanics, anything really, and we have them knelt before Mr. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who is armed with Shao Kahn's armor, dressed up in Earthworm Jim's power suit, and we ask the question, which one should live and which one should die? And as we are talking about Mario Kart for the Wii, and the fact it introduced, really it was the main reason we had the Wii, so we could do all the moving around, I want to ask that question. Which one should die? Should Wii remotes, as in basically using it as the actual control, well, you know, swinging it around, should that die? Or should it just be the normal control, our bog standard control we've been having since the dawn of time? I want to know which one of them should live and which one of them should get its brain smashed in. Now, Captain N says, I'm still adamant that the Wii U was a prototype for the Switch. I don't disagree with you on that one. I'm sure I'm not alone, and a quick Google search has confirmed that. That's cheating. With that, I am not going to give it as much hate as the stupid lineup that was the Wii peripherals. I like the Wii. Some of the games were innovative, there we go, and fun. But those plastic pieces of shit, going e-golfing, there's a stupid thing for that. Going e-shooting, there's a stupid thing for that. Going e-tennising, there's a stupid thing for that. Going e-fishing, you better believe there's a stupid thing for that. Making love to your girl, there's a plastic thing for that too. We didn't sell them. They didn't sell very well. Anyway, stuff about my weekend. I say that the Wii U should be eliminated from existence because at least the Wii U controller had a screen to distract you from throwing it into the TV. Yeah, do you know what? Going on his little point, I don't know about what he gets up to with the missus, but with the going e-golfing and the stupid things you can connect to it, I'm 100% with that. So I used to work in a shop called HMV back in England, and it was a big, big retail chain back in the day. It's not anymore, sadly. It's practically, I think it's dead, I'm not sure. And I was on the video games because that was like my thing. And whenever I had to try and sell video games consoles, we were always encouraged, you know, sell the plastic shite that went with it. But I was one of those. I was completely honest with the customer. So you don't need it. You can if you want to maybe, you know, make it seem a little bit more, but you don't need it. If you want to spend it, go for it. If you don't, you don't have to get it. And my manager was sometimes a bit annoyed by that. But customers actually appreciated how honest I was. In the sense of, I used to say, look, if you want to go have a look at the shops, come back. You know, I'm not pressuring you. I don't want to do that. Because if you want to come back to us, then great. And I had people come back and say, your shop hasn't got the best deals. But because you're not a, well, not a knobhead, they didn't use that word. But because I wasn't pushy, I was trying to help them more than anything. They were happy to spend money with us rather than someone in another store who was literally desperate for those sales. It was push, 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 push. I wasn't going to be like that. At the end of the day, I like to be spoken to how... I speak to people how I want to be spoken to put it bluntly. So when I'm buying a games console, I don't want them just selling me random shit, thinking I'm going to need that random shit, when I know in the back of my head they're not going to need that random shit. It's like I still do that now. I get told off when I'm in Big W, and I'm looking at video games, and I can see parents struggling. I ask them, can I help you? I'm not even work there, but they often, oh, I don't know which game to get for my kid, and I'm speaking to them. I'm just like, right, I can help advise you a little bit. What's popular, what's not popular, because they're picking up random games like, I don't know, My Little Pony. I'm like, fuck that. No, you don't want that. Your kid'll what's your kid into? Mario. Well, fucking Mario Kart. Then get that. I know. I'm just a helpful guy or a prick, however you want to look at it. But yeah, when it comes to not throwing stuff into TV, his final point, I never did that, but I knew that was a big thing when the Wii came along. Oh God, was it hell. Storm Beagle says, without Wii mechanics survives, and Wii mechanics can die. While motion control can be fun for casual play, if you want to win circuits or play competitively at all, it's control all the way. 100% agree with that. Yeah, when you start playing Mario Kart and you want to do it properly, you put down the Wii mechanics. You're like, nope, I don't want them. I need a proper controller. There's no way around that at all. And Raging Demon says, Wii mechanics die an undignified death and they have an unmarked grave fitting of their standing in our culture. Oh, that's bold. Like, look, I agree with all of you. Wii mechanics can die. But does it deserve an unmarked grave? I think that's a bit harsh. The Wii was revolutionary when it came out. And it basically gave credence to the idea, like, you don't have to have top graphics to be a good-selling console. Because I think the Wii was quite unique in that. What are you doing now, dog? I'm watching you. I don't trust them. But you can have a good console and a good idea, and the Wii was a good idea. As I said, Wii Sports, one of the best-selling... I know it came with a console, shut up. But it was still one of the best games of our time. I would. Someone says, hey, you want to play some Wii Sports? Yes. I'd still play that now. Fucking awesome. So I don't think it should have an unmarked... I think it should have a grave, but not unmarked. Definitely with that. But thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. I know it's an easy one, that one, but I thought still have a little bit of fun with it. So what have I been up to? Finishing the move. It will be done by Thursday. We'll be all out, gone, ready to go. Great. I've had football. First game of the season was done. We got absolutely battered 5-0. Wasn't happy about that. I wasn't in goal. I'll make that fucking clear. Although I realised I was so unfit. As I sit here now with a glass of wine, probably not helping the situation. And then had football yesterday. Yeah, just get back into routine. That's the main thing, get back into that routine. You wonder when you're off work for a week, you just miss it. Seems stupid, but you do. Now, what have I been playing? I finished Aladdin on the Mega Drive. We have a guest for that. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm currently on Chapter 4. I'm pretty near the end of that one, I think. And I am on level 4 of Bart versus the Space Mutants on the Mega Drive, and that is not a good game. That is not a good game. I'm telling you now, I'm not looking forward to that, although I'm trying to convince a certain Canadian who might want to do that game. You know, one of the best Canadian shows in the country, in the world. I don't know. I'm trying to get Adam to do it, because I know he doesn't like that. Well, he has memories of that game, and I want to shit all over it even more than he did. We'll see. We'll see if that happens. All right. I have been talking for quite a while, haven't I? It is time to get to our main episode. But before we do that, I do want to give you guys a chance to round off and give your thoughts. So Captain Ann says, nothing beats a good Mario Kart game. Too bad this wasn't it. And I couldn't agree more. Or I could be. I don't actually remember playing this one, but I know I did. Ah, drugs. Put the drugs down. I don't encourage drugs. Drugs are not... Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad, I'm going... Don't do drugs. Storm Beagle says, Mario Kart Wii was so much fun to play with my roommate at the time. The motion control mechanics aren't the greatest though, and I'm glad we have Mario Kart 8. Agree. Just give me the Wii tracks and modern controls. I do wish they would bring the bikes back, though. It was cool that you could do a wheelie for speed, but reduce your turning. That's a fun strategic element. Yeah, the bikes were a thing back then, weren't they? And they kind of broke the game because everyone just used bikes and Funky Kong. That's all everyone did because the game were broken. I didn't. I used, you know, Koopa Troopa because I was a Koopa Troopa till I die. I still am. Back then, yeah, it was all Funky Kong and a bike. It was brilliant, wasn't it? All right, I have been going on long enough. It is time to get to the main episode. So the CPC, the Christian Pokemon Champion, joined me for this a long time ago, and I'm really grateful he still even hangs on considering we've got this in the backlog, but I'm very grateful as always. So I'm going to play some music, and when I come back, me and CPC, the Christian Pokemon Champion, are going to be talking about Mario Kart Wii, which came out for the Nintendo Wii in Europe at April the 11th, 2008. Fucking hell, I'm old. Returning to the show again is the Christian Pokemon Champion, CPC. How are you?
Hey, okay. Calm down, audience. Calm down. You can stop booing. Dang.
Okay, have you actually played this one?
I did. Okay. This is okay. I know I always have a twist in all our things, but today I'm tired. And you know what? I'm just going to go straight up. This is one of my favorite games when I was younger, and it's still very good. Very, very good.
I think every you say because you know sometimes you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I played that game, not sure I had that. But let's be honest, Mario Kart Wii, everyone had it.
Everyone.
Had this.
It's like having Wii Sports. If you don't have it, you're probably playing Xbox.
Yeah, it's true because yeah, Wii Sports was there. Obviously, it came with the game, but Mario Kart, it was like the game. It was the game to get, wasn't it?
Bro, we should talk about Wii Sports sometime. Have you ever done that one yet?
No, you can do Wii Sports if you want.
Bro, I'm actually kind of down for that, but back to this one. What do you think?
You know what? Although Mario Kart Wii isn't my favorite one, it is still a good game. It's still, I think it does its best. Okay. I think I love...
It did its best.
It did its best. Well, no, I think Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Kart 8 is the best. That is the gold standard, and that's why I don't think you see anything else come out, because, like, fuck. How do you beat that? And I love Double Dash. Like, I've made that very clear. I think Double Dash is an incredible game. But don't get me wrong, this was a really good game as well. It was absolutely fantastic. But there were some little things, like to be pedantic, if you want to look at Mario Kart Wii to Double Dash actually looks better.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pull my boomer card out. What system is Double Dash in Mario Kart 8 on? I think the latter is on Switch, right? Or am I looking stupid right now?
Oh my god, you are pulled out a card. So Mario Kart 8 was on the Wii U, and then they ported that to the Switch.
Hey, I was right. I saw that in my local library.
That's the thing. It's the best-selling game on the Switch. Yet it's a Wii U game, which is ridiculous.
Wait, really? Are you not joking with me?
No, not joking. It's the best game on the Switch, 100%.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Because nobody ever, or hardly anyone, had a hold of it because no one had a Wii U. But the moment it goes on the Switch, boom! You know, and they are making Mario Kart 9, but God knows when that's coming out.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That is an interesting conversation. I didn't think about talking about that. Speaking of, what would you consider to be the better Mario Karts then?
Well, this is up there. Don't get me wrong, this is up there. But 8 is the gold star. I'd probably say 8 Double Dash than this.
What makes it different? Well, I've never played that one. How is this number 8 so good?
Oh. Number 8 is like literally the perfect. Everything is like in sync. There's so many characters. There's so many tracks. And they just had a DLC. And there's going to be like a thing when it's all done, like some like 90 odd tracks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mental amount of characters. The online play is amazing. The items, they've got all the balances right. It is literally the Mario Kart experience. It is the perfect one. So you need to go get it. If you haven't got a Switch,
Don't mind my silence. I'm kind of counting how many are on the Wii one.
So the Wii one has 32 characters, 32 tracks.
I was almost done counting, man. Come on.
So this one, it had 32 tracks. 16 of them were new.
That's a lot.
Hmm?
Three times as much as this one. I enjoyed this a lot, too.
Yeah, well, they brought out, because I think they were like, there was so many new tracks, and then the DLC stuff is all like retro tracks from like every different game, all the games, including the mobile phone one.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why, and they did it in stages of 8. But this one had like 16 new tracks, and then 16 old ones from all the various games.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at, well, I suppose we'll go through the tracks. So some of these tracks were great. Some of these tracks I absolutely loved on the Wii one. You had like Mushroom Gorge, which was awesome.
Yeah. We'll definitely talk about it. I have my opinions. All right. I did some research.
You had Mushroom Gorge, which was the one where partway through you've got to jump on bounce off mushrooms, which was awesome.
That's always so much fun. There's like real quick, the mechanic of when you, I don't know if a lot of the audience members will know all the mechanics of the original Wii, but there's a motion control and you can shake, not erotically, but shake your remote. And it gives you like a little bit of speed boost when you're jumping. And I did that so many times on those mushrooms. I feel sorry. They're just kind of flat now.
That was one of the things. Yeah, so we can go to this, because this was one of the new things they added. Yeah, was that little boost, which was a great addition. I have to say that was a great addition into Mario Kart games. Just added a little bit more in competitiveness and boost the. It was like a free little thing. I think you can do it now in 8 in different ways, but that back then it was like what a way to just get an extra speed boost. Brilliant.
Man, I was shaking my right hand all the time, man.
Well, you had to, didn't you? Like, what are you doing, son? I'm playing Mario Kart.
Don't worry, Mom. No. This is just Mario. This is Mario.
It's Mario Kart. Don't judge me.
I think she's judging even more so now, knowing it's Mario Kart.
Oh, God, Jay. Oh, God. I'd rather he be doing that than playing Mario Kart. So we'll go back to the tracks in a minute, because there's actually, we were talking about motion control. The main thing for this thing was it had, you could steer with the controller.
That was the worst thing in the world. Just put it inside a fire pit and let it die in hell.
So if you are like, what the fuck, you could basically use the controller as a wheel. Now, I might have mentioned this from the off beforehand when I was talking about the stories, but I didn't mind the steering, because I thought as a way of getting people together, it was brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great, like, visual. It's very visually cool.
It's visually, because I remember we used to play that so much in my wife's university with all her friends. Like, literally, we had four controls all the time. Everyone was playing it, and I think it was because everyone was using that steering motion. But my mother-in-law was a joke playing it. Like, she would literally turn her whole body. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
And we're turning right. Watch out, son. We're turning right.
That's what she do. I was like, what are you fucking doing? I said, Hillary, just, what are you?
Hillary?
So her name was Hillary. I said, well, name was, she's not dead. I said, just turn your hands. I said, you don't do that in a car. You don't suddenly just go.
I don't know, man. That's how I drive.
I said, what are you doing? And she, like, her whole body would turn. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
My biggest problem with that is just it was not responsive. And so that's the natural response for people to with the wheel. They just, if you're not turning, you turn more.
That's what she was doing. She was literally turning her whole body. I was like, that doesn't, you turning your physical body. The Nintendo Switch, the Wii doesn't go, oh, I recognize your extra movements. It does. I was like, well done. I was like, just sit there. Sometimes I'm like holding it. But I've got an old video. I'll have to find it and upload it. Me of just watching a turn. It's like, you, what are you doing?
Bro, I don't know about you, but whenever I'm playing like a fighting game, my whole body's into it, man. I don't know what's wrong with you.
What, like you just trying to do like elbows and punches?
I'm just pressing A and B, but me punching the air actually makes it hit harder on the opponent. Believe me.
The only time I've ever gone too far, I was at it was 2010. I always remember it. I was at a Pokemon tournament, and I was in the last 16. And the guy who ended up winning the whole day, he literally celebrated on turn one as if he'd won the World Cup. A Spanish guy. I wanted to go across the table, get my DS, and throw it down his throat, dickhead.
Oh. I would pay to watch that.
Oh, well, he later got banned for 2 years for throwing feces around his hotel room.
Bro.
I was like, that's not real. Completely real.
My heart just died a little bit.
Yeah, humanity's like, the fuck.
It's a sad day when HPT is the standard for humanity.
Well, that is a sad day, isn't it? When, yeah, I'm... Good old little Danny is just basically like, humanity will follow me. At least it wasn't thrown hotel, shit in a hotel. That's just freaking weird. Freaking
was it
weird.
In his own room or something? Or is he just going on guests? Like he's doing that that scene from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and the guy's just throwing like ice cream balls. No, it's just poop.
No, it was just poop. You wonder why sometimes people do what they do. Fucking weird.
You should have put that down his throat, man. It might have stopped him.
It might have stopped him. Yeah, in hindsight, I should have threw a Nintendo NDS and rammed it down his throat. Imagine that. Imagine the scenes. It'd be like something from Hancock. If you haven't seen that film, Hancock, with Will Smith, and probably no one has now. This is.
Oh, I have.
I'm going to put his head up your butt. Yeah, that's what it would have been. That's what it would have been like with the DS.
Wait. What podcast are we on right now?
Right. Before we go any further, we were saying about the wheel. Okay, we're going to a random tangent.
We can shove that thing up his butt.
You can shove that. Oh, yeah. Probably, I bet someone has. I bet someone's done that with a Wii remote. But either way.
I would have thrown it. I would have chucked it at the TV.
Well, you could use it in other ways as well, because you could use the nunchuck. Mm-hmm. So you could attach the nunchuck. And
bro,
then
that was my go-to, man. I mean, I was using it now like Bruce Lee.
Oh, were you? So you could use the nunchuck. So the nunchuck directs, and then you've got your that looks even worse than when you're doing the shaking. or you could just go straight to a GameCube controller.
Oh, yeah. Those are the base players. I'm not based.
Yeah, if you were really good, you found your GameCube controller from back in the day and put that in, because it worked as well. And
they played Brawl.
They play in it with Brawl, they are. But they had three different ways to play, which was great. But it meant like that whole boost thing was fantastic, because literally it was any time you saw any sort of little bump in the road, it was flick. Anything you could do it on.
Even like little lumps on the ground. Exactly.
It's like any opportunity, which was a great addition.
Now I'm curious, when you use the cube remote, how do you get that boost? Is there like a button?
When you're using the like with the actually driving, I think you could flick the controller. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Is there even motion control on those things?
On the GameCube controller, sorry. Actually, I don't know. I never used it.
Okay.
I never used, because my GameCube was gone by that point, which is really upsetting now. I was like, what did I ever do?
Da, 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 da. Yeah, so sad for you.
I should have never got rid of my GameCube ever. I'm so sorry, GameCube. I
still have my Wii, man. I still have the Wii Mario Kart right here. I was thinking about, you know, we were talking about actually playing against each other.
Well, I couldn't. Yeah, I could not get hold. And I have my Wii. My Wii is back in England.
Wii has his Wii, all right.
My Wii is still there. I made the decision not to get rid of that. So that is still there. Found it. I was like, when I was looking for my Vita, I was like, oh, hello, here it is. But you know what other thing they added, which was really good in this game? They finally went to 12 races instead of 8.
Okay. So what is it nowadays? Is it still
12? It's still 12. But that is, again, a great idea to go from 8 to 12.
How many? There's like, what, 4 races, racetracks per world. And then it's like, I would imagine, what, 3? That's 3 worlds? Am I mistaken?
So there were 8 cups. 8 cups of 4 tracks each.
Right, yeah.
But when I say 8 races, I mean 8, you knew 8 people on the screen at once. You now had 12.
Oh, my bad.
You're bad. Yeah, we had 12 characters on the screen at once now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff, man. Like, the more the merrier at this point.
Yeah, it was. It was more the merrier. It was fantastic. And you had 26 characters to choose from.
And speaking of, I would like to sometime during this podcast tier list, because this is top tier podcasting.
Oh, you can tier list. There's only one character who hits the top.
Oh, wait. If you're going to tell me that other Donkey Kong thing, I'm just going to stop right now. I'm going to leave right now. Okay, bye.
Funky Kong makes his debut, and he was the best character in the game.
Definitively, yes. Every single character and slash vehicle has some kind of stats, and he was definitively the best stats.
Yeah, he was. And I've seen they like mods, you know, people wanting to keep the game alive online, and it's literally just full of Funky Kong on a bike. That's all it is.
Yeah,
it's just 12 Funky Kongs.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, man. I mean, he's the Arceus. He's the what is he? He's the I'm such a boomer. What's that big hand dragon poison thing from Gen 8?
Eternus.
He is the Eternatus of Mario World.
He is. And they added loads of other characters. They added Rosalina from Mario Sunshine. They added Dry Bowser. And then they added the babies, which was kind of like,
yeah, no one liked them.
That's like no one asked for them. It's like, fuck, a bit lazy.
So, while we're on it, okay, before we do any tier list stuff, because I have a community tier list here that everyone ranked everything. I didn't rank this one, but I did rank my own tracks. But before we do that, what was your go-to character / machine?
Toad or Koopa Troopa?
Toad.
Machine, I can't remember, but definitely anything to do with Toad or Koopa Troopa. I mean, I love them.
Why? What, was it just aesthetics or?
Yeah, I think I've always been Toad back ever since I was playing N64. Mm. And then I like Koopa Troopa as well. And they follow it, the similar weight class. But no, and in GameCube, when I played Double Dash, I was always Koopa Troopa and Toad. Just love them. And I've always been them ever since. I don't really like using anybody else.
Do me a favor and do your best Toad impression.
Fucking hell. Hang on. I can go really high if I want to.
I can go really high. It's one of the weird things I can do.
Is this Bobby's World?
No, I can go really high. I don't know why I can do that, but it's a weird trait. Fucking hell.
Bro, that was beautiful.
Off 6 in the morning? Hang on. No, can't do it. I'll wake the kid up. It's not gonna.
That's okay, man. I'm a tenor.
I can do. You said you can do Margin Boo from Dragon Ball Z. That's easy.
Do it. 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 Do it.
Oh, Jigglypuff.
All right. Okay, we're done with that. That was terrible. See? Anyway,
Jigglypuff. There you go.
All right. So my character was what is the most basic Karen you can think of? Whatever that pops into your head. Yeah, go on.
Well, basic character or Karen?
Karen. Think about the most basic Karen person you can think of.
Like Daisy?
I'm more basic than them. I am Mario.
Oh, yeah, that is basic. Jeez.
I'm very basic. I'm so basic. But I'm on the motorcycle. Is that better?
Yeah, but as long as you like it, that's the main thing.
It was just so easy. Like, you know, you don't have to worry about being hit by people. You don't have to worry about being too heavy. You're in the middle, man. I am straight and narrow, man.
Yeah, this thing, as long as you have a character you're comfortable with, then great. And Mario is like, yeah, mid-class, mid-weight. So he's not going to get pushed around compared to me. And Toad, I have to be careful because I will get bashed around because I am light.
Which, in case anyone who's watching this or listening to this, and doesn't know about the weight class, there's, you know, heavier weights like Bowser, you'd think he's pretty dang heavy. Being heavier decreases some speed? The payoff there?
The lighter characters have higher acceleration, but less top speed. Mm-hmm. So whereas a character like Donkey Kong or Funky Kong or Bowser have low acceleration but higher top speed. So if you are good at the heavier characters are the best to use, because if you are really good, you will fly. Because if you want top speed, you'll get it from these guys.
Mm-hmm. And you won't be pushed around either. If you're the Toad like HPT over here, you're going to the water. You're going to the lava.
Oh,
you don't care about childcare. Boom.
Oh, you'll get, if you're one of the babies, you'll get absolutely thrown around the track, like horrifically. Like absolutely horrifically. But so, they're going to say, well, go on. So the other tier list, what's the rest of the characters? Who did they say were the better characters?
Now, they didn't actually seem to really separate them by everything. Like, I see a Mario on here, but I don't see, like, a Mario on a motorcycle. So Mario's in D class for some reason. I don't know why. I think he's S class, but whatever. and Toad is B class? Okay, I feel like this is very biased.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's looking like a Mario again, and then we have what was that tall, sexy lady? What's her name?
Rosalina.
Yeah, she's on D. Wario, Waluigi, Bowser, all D. I thought bigger people were actually relatively.
They were, unless they're putting Dry Bowser ahead. I don't know.
Oh, they had Bowser on the motorcycle on D, but regular Bowser on a car is in B class.
Yeah.
And we have Baby Daisy, Baby Bowser, or his Bowser Jr., I think.
Yeah.
We had that the pink version of Yoshi. What's that guy again?
Rosalina. No, Birdo.
Birdo, yeah. Yep, Birdo. Yep. Then we have Koopa. We have Baby Mario, Baby Luigi. Yeah, everyone hated them. Then we have what's the other version of Daisy, the brown chick, brown hair chick?
That's Daisy. Peach is the Peach is blonde, Daisy's brown.
I'm sorry. I got mixed up. The Boo King, we got Wario again, and then we got Baby Luigi. And then for C class, we got Baby Mario. So we have a lot of really bad characters, but now we're getting to C class. Baby Mario again in a little airplane kind of a deal. We have Donkey Kong, Luigi, Yoshi, Dry Bones. So what do you think about all of that so far? Those are the bad ones.
Yeah, it makes sense that it's going to get the lighter characters are just going to get pushed around. That's just one of the things. They can't help it.
So for B class now, we have Rosalina in the motorcycle. We have Bowser in his pimped out ride. We have King Boo in some sweet deal. We have your Toad, two Toads actually in B class. And then we have Baby Daisy in the duck.
In the duck.
The duck machine. For A, we have Diddy Kong. I didn't know he was that good.
Now either die.
Okay. Well, we have Luigi in the motorcycle, or the moped, it looks like. Dry Bones, A class, buddy. I don't know where you're getting your information, man.
He's heavy, isn't he? He's going to be a heavy character. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for S class, we got, and Toadette is A class. Now we have our S classes. Obviously, it's Funky Kong is number one. Then, I want you to guess at least one character you think would be an S, so we have not discussed yet.
We've not discussed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are they going to put Wario up there?
No. Mm. No, he's D class.
This is with 32 characters.
Yeah.
They're not putting the Mii up there, are they?
No, actually, Mii's not on here. Mii is supposed to be like, what, B or C? I would say that. He's just basically Mario.
Okay. God, I'm going through all the characters now. It's doing my head in. Because I haven't got a list up here.
That's okay. You want me to say?
Oh, go on. Who is it?
Peach in her motorcycle. It's S-class. Peach. Yep.
Wow.
And then we have Dry Bones in his bullet machine. So what are your thoughts on all that?
It's interesting. Like, fair enough. Well, that was the thing, because a lot of them said, and this was one of the things was that they had the problems with, was that the bikes were better than the cars predominantly. Mm-hmm. And you think, oh, maybe they should have made them quite equal, but bikes are the way forward. And like when you see the Funky Kong with the bikes, because they actually were different. They held, they handled differently to a car. I preferred cars, to be honest.
Honestly, I'm very happy with the fact that they did make a difference. There's two reasons why. One, competitively. You're not going to have a competitive scene without differences in playability. Like, you know, you're not going to see a Togepi in a world-class tournament, right? No, I don't think so. But there's also personalities. I like the fact that I'm very much, you know, basic white guy, Mario on a motorcycle, and you're whatever you are on a Toad stroller, I would imagine.
Mm. I like Toad, just basically just travels along, does his little thing, and he's happy to just have a good time.
That's all you need to do, man. That's all you need.
He loves it. He loves life. He's great. But the fact they had that many characters was great, because I think you're saying about it just gives a bit of flavor, mixes it up, because the one thing that this game added, which it never had prior, was the online function. Mm-hmm. You could actually finally play people across the world, which was incredible.
No, I actually have a story about that, but you can continue.
Go no, go. You go.
Okay. not a huge story. It was interesting. I was just playing it after, maybe 2 years after it came out. This was at the point where Mario Kart Wii was dying at this point. And you're just kind of checking whether or not people are even online. So I played someone online, and I would consider myself pretty good at this, at least back then, pretty good at this game. I usually win online. But one day I was playing against this hacker. And the entire time he was he had permanent star mechanic. You know what that is?
Yeah. So basically, he was constantly having the star, basically as item.
Yeah, and everyone with me was mad at that situation. But I was just laughing. I was like, "Hey, I'm okay with him winning. I'll get second place."
Yeah, I'll take second. It's fine.
I was like, "Oh, hey, you got a star." And he passed me again. Oh, he still has. Okay, I think that's a hacker.
Bloody hell, that's ridiculous that people could do that. Like, that much hacking. Just, like, why? Just to win a bit of Mario Kart? Like, what's the point?
I'm impressed. I admire this man. You admire him? Yes. If you want to be the biggest dang trolls on Mario Kart Wii, you be the star, man. How you can destroy anyone, pass everyone, and everyone's angry except me, because I'm just watching in the back with my popcorn.
Just dicking around like, I'm going to have fun, watch the chaos happen. Yeah,
I am okay with this. I'll just be in the pit just watching him. Go all out, man. No one else was playing with us.
Well, this thing, like, they kept it alive online. Like, there was mods you could do. You had to hack your Wii, and you could have, like, people could add their own tracks and stuff like that, because the online servers weren't being used anymore. And it wasn't until Mario Kart 8 that they finally actually managed to upgrade it, essentially. But with, because the good thing is, there was, like, so many tracks. Like, 32 tracks was a good number.
It was. That's all you need for this kind of a game.
Yeah, because we had Mushroom Gorge, which is amazing. Yeah, Coconut Mall, Wario's Gold Mine, love that one.
Oh yeah, I mean, it made people angry, but it's still fun.
And Bowser's Castle. There's always good, and the Bowser's Castle I always think are the best levels. And then they had 16 retro tracks, but some of them I don't think hit the same feeling, Buzzing, they put the DK ones in, which was DK Jungle from the N64, and DK Mountain, which is one of my favorite tracks of all time. Absolutely amazing they put in there. But the Super Nintendo ones just didn't have the same feeling. Because, the Ghost Valley 2, which back in the Super Nintendo days was terrifying to play, because it's like one mistake, or the Bowser's one, you know, one mistake and it all goes wrong. But when you're playing on a 3D model of it, it just didn't have the same feel.
Those tracks are the Typhlosion of this era.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they just plain and just pretty boring. But there was one track, and I mentioned this last time with good old Jakey Boy, and it made it on there, and it was Peach's Beach.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
That was on there, and I reckon that was put on there for, once again, shits and giggles. So are you aware of this, of what the whole Peach...
Do tell, please, please.
Oh, you are. Oh my God! Right.
I live under a rock, man.
Let's have some fun here. Google, bring your Google up.
Oh, I'm scared now. Okay,
bring
go
your
on.
Google up.
It's up, man. Oh my.
Okay, just type in Peach's Beach.
Am I gonna go to a rule
34
or whatever?
You won't do anything wrong. Don't worry.
Oh, do I have to clear up my browser?
No. Press enter.
Do I have to clear my Bowser?
No, oh, I like that, dickhead. Right, so you pressed enter.
Okay, yeah, I'm there.
Okay, hang on, I'm going to follow this because I'm going to try, I don't want to spoil it. Hang on, Peaches. You can hear me clicking away. Okay, Peaches Beach, okay. Not Peaches Peach. That's going to get different answers.
Oh, it definitely will.
Okay, right, look at, if you got Google Images up, look at the images, and when you get to it, you'll see what I mean.
Are we doing an aerial view right now?
The aerial view.
Is that for real?
What are you looking at?
I don't want to say.
Is it pink?
What? I think I really is it pink? I am gonna have to clear my browser
because there is a cock and balls in this.
Yep. Yep.
Huge.
Beautiful.
Huge.
6-inch, actually probably 60-inch.
That is beautiful stuff, man. That is a penis. I'm sorry.
It is. It's drooping. It's not fully erect, but it's there.
Which makes me laugh so much that it's even.
Bro, you ruined this game. You ruined my life. My childhood is down the drain. I'm so mad.
Now that
you ruined my life.
It's so good. It's in there. Yeah. So they put that in there. So I think that was just for shits and giggles. It was great.
Definitely somewhere around that region.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, apart from... ruining your life. The thing is, do you know what we were talking about? You actually just mentioned it then about items and how someone like had the permanent star thing, right?
Yeah.
In this game, the items were fucking crazy. The ratio in this game was so stupid. I don't know if you ever noticed, but the idea of, you know, like the blue shell and stuff like that, they increased those ratio items like off the chain. So you can have blue shells flying around all the time. Like, it was
I did notice that the blue shell was there often, yeah.
Yeah,
I never liked it because whenever I got the blue shell, I was usually in the last place anyway. So
that's the point. Like,
it didn't help much, you know what I mean? Like, at that point, I might as well get the bullet.
Yeah, the bullet's what you need, isn't it, to help get you in there. But you don't.
Yeah, I was surprised that the hacker didn't go full-on bullet mode the whole time.
Because it wouldn't help.
No.
No, if you fit, it basically gives you a position and then you stop. Yeah, it wouldn't just keep pushing you to the like further front. It wouldn't do it.
Okay, interesting.
But the items here, the ratio was broken. But look, you could say if you want to play competitively, you want to go ranking, it's annoying because you really could go from first to last in a split second. Yeah. But if you're playing as a party game with friends, it was hilarious.
Oh yeah. You know if they're having a bad day when you do that. Hillary, I'm sorry.
Oh God, don't. They can literally just go crazy. And the thing is, you were saying also about the bumps and stuff like that, and how bikes were different. Bikes, if you could do it, you could do a wheelie on a bike, and if you did a wheelie, you got a boost.
Yeah, so there were definitely you got to be careful with that. So that's definitely nice when you're doing a wheelie. You do get a little bit of boost, but you can't move very well. You can't move at all, actually.
You got to do it on a straight.
Yeah, so when you're doing that, you do that on the finishing road to the ending.
Yeah, but you can still do it, and the cars couldn't do that.
No, yeah, they definitely made bikes so much better than the cars.
Yeah, they are. That's what I mean. Because I think if you didn't have that wheelie, then you might be a bit even. But adding that little bit of a mechanic is like, that's an extra boost. That's an extra thing they can play with that the car couldn't.
I feel like maybe cars should have like a nitro or something like that. Because I don't know if bikes can have nitro, but I know cars can. I'm not a car kind of a guy.
I don't know. Probably not, because probably you just blow your ankle off. I don't know.
Well, that would be crazy.
That would be quite fun, just basically seeing the races go.
That would be so much fun. My ankle! My leg!
It was worth it, Adrian! It was totally worth it.
Are there any other items that you want to mention before we get to the tier list?
Oh, they added the big Mario, the big mushroom.
Yeah.
From like
I forgot about that, actually.
it was the new Mario's new Mario World, new Mario Land, and you could basically go really big, which is quite funny. That was it. Was just, but some of the items you had their horn, which was annoying.
You
basically you honked in someone's direction, went, honk, and it basically that was fucking annoying. But that's the thing, every Mario game, more items, more chaos. So it's a party game. As a party game, it's fantastic.
I would honestly say that Mario Kart, and I don't care which one your favorite is. Mine is clearly the Wii one because that's the only one I've ever actually played. But this is the best gosh darn racing game out there. I don't care what racing game you're playing.
That is bold.
It is. Well, I don't care, man. I don't care if I get canceled. The truth must come out.
You mental. It is not the best Mario Kart game. No, it's really not.
Well, I didn't say the best Mario Kart game. I remember, you got to listen here.
You said best racing game?
It is. Okay, Mario Kart, and I don't care which version of the Mario Kart is your favorite, but Mario Kart is the best racing game of all time.
Correct. Mario Kart, yes.
Okay. So I'm no longer mental now.
Well, you're saying the Mario Kart series. I thought you were saying Mario Kart
yes,
Wii.
Yes. Yes, well, I mean, Mario Kart Wii to me is the best of the series, but I've really only played the one. I might have played like a DS version or a Game Boy Advance version at one point, but this is the most experience I've had.
Well, we can agree with this then. That's fine. Okay. Like, I'm not a fan of like Gran Turismo and Forza. Yeah. I don't like those sort of games.
Such boring.
Yeah. Boring.
Can you still yell at me though? Because that's how I get my kicks.
Boring. Fucking shite.
There you go.
Don't expect me to be covering a Gran Turismo on this show. Ridge Racer, yes. Need for Speed, yes.
I would love to hear you talk about that game.
What, Ridge Racer?
How would you even make that entertaining?
Oh, fucking Ridge Racer was ace. Fucking love that game.
Okay.
The first one, the PA PlayStation 1. Oh, I played the shit out of that.
Oh, okay.
That was old school. Old school's like, you need a racing game. And when you learn how to drift, I felt like I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, but I would have just gone, yeah.
Oh man. I'm glad you're a different person now. You are you've improved.
I have not improved. I pulled a $400 Pokemon card the other day, went off my tits. Literally, I pulled Alt Art Giratina and freaking lost it.
Always, once a Nintendo nerd, always a Nintendo nerd.
Always a Nintendo nerd.
Never goes away.
Do you know what, though? As much as I love Nintendo, and I sometimes think they do great stuff, you know with the box art for this?
No, what?
In the box art for this was just the title screen, which I think was freaking lazy.
Oh, okay. I know the picture what you're talking about. Yeah. Just
Mario and Luigi. I was like, I always love seeing the title screens for the game. I love seeing them.
Yeah.
But then it's the same as the box. I was like, that's fucking lazy.
That's the equivalent of YouTubers using thumbnails in their videos while editing.
When
the first thing you see is the thumbnail, I click away.
Yeah, that's just freaking lazy. I went, no, not just make some effort, Nintendo. As if you haven't put enough effort into your game. You know,
are you YouTubers? No.
No. How did it? Now, look, I have positive things to say about this game. Okay, part of, as I said, the GameCube version, Double Dash, looks actually better. When you look at the character models, they are better than the Wii. But there's one thing I'm going to really rant about, and I don't know how much you played it, was the battle mode in this game.
I did. I actually did play that. I forgot about that.
See, I thought this was really bad. Really, really poor.
It was a little janky, but it was a welcome experience. I would do that once in a while.
But you have to do it in teams. You can't do it on you. You have to do it in teams of six. You couldn't just do it by yourself like you used to be able to do.
No, yeah, you did have to have a couple people. I mean, was there an online option there?
Yeah, you can go online, but it was always teams of six.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. But the thing which made no sense, like, okay, back in the day, you know, when you played like the N64 version, and because I never played the GameCube one multiplayer, I played the N64 to hell. You had three balloons, and if you lose your three balloons, that's kind of it. You're done, right? Mm-hmm. In this, they had a game called basically collect balloons, right?
Yeah.
But every time you lose a balloon, the opponent gets a point. But then you lose all three balloons, and you think, oh, what's the consequence of getting, you know, losing all three balloons? There's none. You just go back into the back in again. It's like, what's the fucking point having fucking balloons then? If there's actually no point to them?
These games were the original Fall Guys, okay?
Just fucking stupid. Just don't have balloons. Or say, if you lose all your balloons, the opponent gets 5 points.
That's true. I mean, it was mainly for the teams versus teams kind of situation. I mean, I think your underpants are a little tight right now, but I it's okay.
No, because there's no point. There's no consequence. Like, what's the point? Like, if you said, oh, if you lose an extra point or an extra 5 points, you'd be more cautious. It would definitely have more strategy. I think it would have been a much better game had they done that.
Oh, Nintendo, you didn't make me lose the game. Oh.
It fucking, do you know what? Also, Nintendo, right? They'd bring this mode back. In the N64, you're too old. You're too young for this shit, right?
Hey, I was still around. Don't look down on me.
Were you pooing your pants at that point? Were you a baby?
Probably. I still am, though, but probably.
Well, probably. No, but the N64, right? If you lost all your balloons, right?
Yeah.
You got turned into a bomb.
Oh, wait, what is that? A bomb? Really? Yeah,
you got turned into a bomb, right? So you could basically go round, right, and start trying to blow the. You have one go of trying to take out everyone else on the screen, okay?
I'm not going
to
lie. That sounds pretty dope.
But it was a way that even if you lost the game, you were still involved. And it also then technically sped up the rest of the game.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's a good idea.
I wonder if it's just because they're just being cognizant of the kids. Like, the kids are angry because they lost when their friends are still playing and they don't get to play. You know what I mean? I'm wondering if that's the idea there.
But that was like where they put the bomb mode was awesome because it was hilarious. You're chasing somebody as a bomb. Like, come on. Even if you had lost, you're like, fuck it. I'm going after somebody. It was just so much fun.
If I'm going down, I'm taking you with me.
That's what it was. That's completely what it was. And it was hilarious. And I said, you didn't mind being last because you got to be a bomb. And it was just fucking hilarious.
Normalizing kamikaze since 2008.
It was. Yeah. It was a great thing to do. And like I said, I didn't have that bomb mode and I just didn't like the balloons, I just stuck online. And then just kept playing ranked because it was just so much fun. But that's where I think you really have to. Well, I'd got the skills from the GameCube version. Mm-hmm. And it was like, right, now you get to put it to the test against real people and see, well, you know nothing about Mario Kart at all.
Man, the more you know, the more you feel like you don't know.
Well, you play against people who are really good, don't you? And like, they're the best. And you're like, shit, okay, they're shit hot.
No, I'm not going to lie, though. I got to say, we've talked about this way longer than I thought. I thought we were going to talk about this for 20 minutes. We've been going, what, 40?
Yeah, 40. Yeah, see? Because I've actually, that was the last thing I wanted to rant about. But I don't know if you've got more stuff you want to rant about.
There was one more thing before we get moving, and it's another tier list because
that's just
the epitome of YouTube content and apparently podcasting nowadays.
Go give me your tier list. What's your tier list for?
All right, now if I have any hot takes, go ahead and interrupt me and, you know, do what you want. Throw your feces.
If you don't have a hot take, you do have hot takes.
I will have hot takes. It's going to be flaming hot takes.
Right, go on.
All right, you want me to go from the top down or up? Down up?
Go down up.
Down up, okay. So, and I did order them completely in order, okay? So this when I say this is the worst one, I mean this is the worst track of the entire game.
No.
DS Yoshi Falls.
DS Yoshi Falls. Yeah, you can have that one. Yes. That's fine.
It's so boring. It's literally just a circle. There's no obstacles. You're just going around. That's it.
That's fine. You can have that one.
Thank you. All right. And I'm just going to kind of speed run them and finish the tier list. And then, you know, you just let me know and just do your thing. All right. Then it's, it's so hard to see this. GCN Mario Circuit.
Oh, Mario Circuit was okay. I didn't mind Mario Circuit.
I just thought it was boring. Like, if I can't remember it, I made sure to look at all these tracks. If I see nothing of interest, any kind of stimuli to get my brain, oh, that's pretty cool looking, I'm not going to like it. Like, these are just the boring stuff, you know what I mean? Then it's Desert Hills, and then a DS Desert Hills, and then Bowser Castle 3. That's the bottom tier.
So that's the Super Nintendo one. Yeah, that's the Super Nintendo one.
All right, now we're going to the low tier. We got Moo Moo Meadows. Whenever I think those cows, they're hilarious.
Oh, Moo Moo Meadows,
and
yeah.
And they literally launch your cars in the air 30 feet high for no reason, by the way. Still not interesting enough. And right, we got
Go on, what's next?
Ghost Valley 2.
Yeah, again, Super Nintendo.
DK's Jungle Parkway.
No, that's awesome.
No. There is another Donkey Kong area that was a lot better.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot better. But I still loved the DK one from the N64, definitely.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You can have that. You can have that if you want. You know, you can be more basic than a Mario character, but okay. All right, now we got the mid tier. And I'll try to be quick because this one's pretty big. Dry Ruins, Mario Raceway, Koopa Cape, Waluigi Stadium, Sherbet Land, Bowser's Castle, DK Summit, Toad's Factory, Bowser's Castle, the N64.
Yeah.
DK Mountain, that was the one that was better. Luigi Circuit, Wario's Gold Mine, Grumble Volcano.
Yeah.
SNES, Mario Kart, Mario Circuit 3, and then Rainbow Road.
Yeah, Rainbow Road's quality. You can't beat Rainbow Road. It's awesome.
It's definitely very aesthetically pleasing, and I enjoy like things like, you know, Wario's mine. What was it? Mine gold mine. I appreciate the difficulty, but let me just race. Let me have fun instead of just falling out every 5 seconds.
Yeah, you can have some fun. You can have some fun. That's fine.
All right, now we're on the high tier. So apparently I don't have that many hot takes because you've not interrupting me. The worst of take apparently I had was DK.
Yeah.
All right, so these are the good ones. Mario Treeway, okay.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was very aesthetic. I love fall. In Michigan, we have literally the best falls of the world. Bar none, don't talk to me.
Yeah, done. Right, okay, go on.
Mic drop, end of conversation, period. We have Shy Guy Beach. Here's the one we like talking about, Mushroom Gorge.
Yeah.
Now Peach Beach is now at the very bottom tier now. Thanks a lot. That was all you, buddy. Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. Wow, I will never see that again. Then we have Peach Gardens. Delfino Square. Moonview Highway. Now that's an obstacle I really enjoy. Like, you know, if you're trying to get past vehicles, high traffic, that's interesting to me. I know they blow you up. I think it's pretty interesting, and it does get annoying. But it makes a lot of sense. You're like what? Speed racing in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think that's pretty cool. And now we I'm gonna make you guess which one's the number one, but here's number two. Mario Circuit is my number two, and I know it's basic, but I'm basic and I'm consistent. Okay.
Basic.
I'm basically consistent. What's top tier? What's number one, man? What's my S tier? I only have one S tier.
Is Bowser's Castle from this version got to be up there?
No.
No. Did you say Coconut Mall?
Yeah.
Coconut Mall's awesome.
It's for the memes, man. I mean, do you not listen to that song?
To be fair, the music in this game is simply incredible.
It was very good. Very, very good.
It was simply incredible. Khan is awesome.
Man. So I have no hot takes. I'm surprised.
No hot takes. No, you don't have any hot takes. Nothing that's going to drive me sick.
I'm incredibly disappointed in myself. I need to try harder next time.
You need to, yeah, try harder to piss me off.
I thought I was going to make you mad with just saying this is the best game of all time, or a racing game.
Well,
that was close.
We clarified that where your situation was. But no, you were okay with that one. You weren't annoying me too much.
man, there was no plot twists. I didn't make anyone mad yet. I'm so upset with myself. I'm sorry, man. I'll do better next time.
Well, just come on and play. Get proposed games you've never played before. That's how you do it.
There we go.
So, if you had to score this out of 10, what would you be giving it?
I'm very biased, man. I've never even played Mario Kart 8 yet.
You can be biased. It's fine.
8 out of 10. It's so nostalgic. It's so simple. The answer is simple. It's so simple and fun. You can literally do this for hours with your friends.
Yeah,
you and could. That's what I did.
And I'll agree, 8. I'll agree with that because, you know, 8, I had so many good memories playing this as a teenager. It's in my early 20s. So much fun playing this. And I used to wake up silly o'clock in the morning to play with Amy's friend. I've said my wife's real name. I'll have to beep it out. You dick. So get ready for a beep. with her friends, I'll have to... I used to play for hours on this. So yeah, 8 out of 10 for me.
What would you rate Mario Kart 8 then?
Mario Kart 8, 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it is literally the perfect Mario Kart. It really is. That's why I think it's been... So I don't think they should make Mario Kart 9. Basically, just keep adding DLC. Oh boy. Yeah, just keep adding DLC. Add more tracks, add more characters. It's all you need.
The Mario Kart's become the new iPhone. Just iPhone a 10X, Mario Kart 8X, XXX.
Yeah, that's what. Well, we're going to get to the stage. Like, what else can they do for Mario Kart? What else can they do for Mario Kart 9? And so just add it.
I feel like there's just enough creativity to make the same game over and over again and just add one small little thing. Just like we do with the Pokemon.
So yeah, well, I suppose with Pokemon, yeah, there's always something. Let's just bring the next Pokemon game on. I'll wait till the next Mario Kart game come on. It's going to happen,
isn't
it?
Why do you need a new one when you have Mario Kart Wii, man? Why do you need a new one?
Don't leave it on a good note. Go on, get lost before you do say something you offend me.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Okay.
All right.
You want to say go?
No, all good. My friend, it's been a pleasure as always having you on, and I can't wait to have you on again.
Of course. We got to figure out a game that we can talk about, but yeah, we'll do it.
All right. Take care, mate.
Adios.
And that was episode 112 of Mario Kart Wii. Thank you very much for listening. I hope everyone had a good time. And thank you to CPC. Once again, my friend, it's always good to have you on the show. Until then, I will see you all next week. I hope you all have a good time and take care of yourself. I've been Danny. Bye-bye.